and welcome to Game Slackers on 101.5 UMFM.
It's a radio station.
Yay, welcome to talking about video games. What have you been playing lately?
I was supposed to play Octopath, but I didn't do that.
Because I took it.
Well, but I was supposed to play today and I just didn't because I was tired. But I'd also been playing Infamous Second Son some more. But we will talk about Octopath. But let me talk about this. Yeah, hey, we talk about video games, by the way.
Oh, yes. This is a video game talk show where we talk about a mostly visual medium on a mostly non-visual medium.
Yeah, the one I'm going to talk about is a third-person action adventure shooter, kind of. I don't know. Beat 'em up. There's melee. You've magical. You're a superhero, but you are also like, it's more X-Men-y. Like you're also a wanted as a, you're a quote unquote bioterrorist. That's if you have magical powers.
Now, what are the magical powers so far as we've seen?
Concrete, which is kind of like, I don't know if concrete is a power is the best. Like it's weird that they just did concrete. I will say they have stuff you can find. Like recently there's little like audiobooks you can find from some guy. Some guy's like, I was part of the thing.
Part of the research of this thing.
Yeah, and they explain why they choose concrete. It was easier to manipulate. They were originally going to use glass, but nobody could handle it, apparently.
Too fragile. Handle
with care. And then there's smoke, which is the one you start off with, your character Delson starts off with. And then he gets neon. See, I don't, once again... it's whatever, it's video games. You can make anything a power, I guess. There's games where you can shoot, like, I don't know, cats out of a, like, slingshot cats. I think that's a Fallout gun or something. Like, there's a bunch of weird thing. Anyway, it's not that weird. It's just sort of neon.
Can't you shoot chickens in Metal Gear?
No. Well, probably. I don't think you have a chicken gun.
You do get a hat.
Yes, you get the chicken hat.
Only when you're really, really bad at the missions, though.
Oh, Megan knows all about the chicken hat.
I've never worn the chicken hat, though. Okay. I have never stooped so low.
That's really funny. I'm pretty sure I have. but yeah, so it's pretty fun. Like, once again, I'm enjoying it. I like the movement of the character. Like, so Neon lets you sort of basically run real fast, like Sonic. And run up walls, also like Sonic.
But so are you saying this should have been a new Sonic game?
You're just, you know what? It would have been kind of an interesting Sonic adventure, kind of.
He's got like, that sassy attitude.
He does, you know, and Sonic who he spray paints stuff like Banksy, which I kind of hate the Banksy angle, but it's fine. I think it's kind of neat. If you don't know who Banksy is, look him up. He's not my favorite. That's my opinion.
He is a popular graffiti artist, if you don't know, but he's had some very interesting views. But that's...
Yeah.
You know what? It makes me want to play... Okay. Sidetrack for a moment.
Okay.
There was an actual graffiti game that I really wanted when I was a teen for the PlayStation 2.
Because there's a couple of them. Is it the Mark Echoes?
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I know what you're talking about. There's a couple of them. Yeah, like, I can see the enjoyment of it without having the potential cost, both financial and, I don't know, people, that it's still technically an illegal thing in lots of places to, well, obviously, to graffiti without permission. And this, at least in, like, Infamous, it's, like, you know, you do have the option to do bad things because it's a very black and white game. Like, I wonder if there's a middle of the road option, but I kind of doubt it. Like, I think you have to choose and one will, you know, because of the fact that your good actions, the more good you do leads you to getting good, more good powers, and it charges you up sort of thing, versus like it's a detriment to you if you start doing, try to middle of the road it, I think.
Is there any pros to going the path of evil?
Yeah, you just get different powers. There's different, I assume there's different options. Like there's things you can do. Like there are protesters around. I think you can like disperse them, and that's seen as an evil tactic. I thought it was a good thing because I'm like, no, I'm good. But I guess I did like smoke bomb them, so that doesn't like wasn't like to hurt, kill them. It was just to like disperse them, you know.
Bring back the peace of the neighborhood.
Yeah, and there's also like little musician guys on the streets, and there's some guys flipping like sandwich signs or sale signs, and I think they are also like characters you can very specifically like hurt or do so. Like I haven't found out how to do anything to them like
yet.
Yeah, I kind of think now that I look at the map, when I see it, there are blue things and there are red things, and I now that I'm sort of, I'm thinking that this might just be sort of like, these are bad things. You can, like, hurt these guys, and you will get a big old chunk down. So now that I think about that, I'm like, that makes sense. But it's fun. Once again, this comes from not having played either of them. But I like being able to play an indigenous character. That's always cool.
It is definitely something that you don't see often, unfortunately, is Yeah, indigenous characters.
Yeah, or indigenous people as main characters and not a terrible stereotype. Like, it was a game that I never played, but I'm going to go out on a limb here and say it was bad. It was called Brave, and it was like the spirit something. And it just looked really bad. It had like the Sasquatch in it. You know, and I don't know, it might have been okay, but There's better games that were actually made by people who know what they're talking about, sort of thing. Like, what is it? Never Alone was the one that was specifically made by Inuit people.
It's such a sweet game, too.
Yeah, and it looks good. I would say there are some mechanics in it that annoy me, but whatever. You know, it's a video game. I'm gonna be mad at some part of it. It's how it goes.
Always gonna gripe about something. Except for, no game is perfect.
Except for We Love Katamari. It's fine. No. Yeah, no. No, that game's perfect.
Except for the cows and bears level.
Okay. You're right. You're right, Megan. You're right. That's I forgot about that level 100%. So you're right.
It makes me so angry.
It's pretty great. Check it out. So yeah, we've been playing Octopath Traveler. I've put a good 10 hours into it. Apparently I have a friend who has apparently done about around 80 hours and she's not done. Which is great. You know, like I love when people are like, I love this video game so much. I'm going to spend I'm going to look at everything.
Now, this game I too have started, but I'm only within my first 3 hours.
Which is okay, but I would say that's like, so that is the amount of time they actually give you for the free demo. If you are interested in a try before you buy, which, you know, I heard it was pretty okay and I was like, I'll download it. And it also lets you continue from your demo save, which is great. So I didn't lose that time. And yeah.
Now, my first impression is this is an incredibly beautiful game. I love it. I love the graphics so much, and it's so much like all the old RPGs that I loved growing up. This is done in the Unreal Engine.
Yeah, which is really neat. Like, it's very much that it's all like, I would say the pixel art is great, but it's all old pixel art. Like, once again, Final Fantasy VI, excuse me, style, pixels sort of thing. But obviously it's not 100%. But then they've overlaid it with a bunch of 3D models. So basically all the textures are pixels, but everything's 3D. So it's as you move through a 3D world that's pixels.
It's got depth. It's got a depth that I've not seen in a pixel game
Like, yeah, you know what it kind of reminds me of? Just like this isn't a pixel game, but the graphics from like Chrono Cross.
Yeah, that's actually exactly how I would look at it. Yeah. It's got that look to it.
Yeah, almost like a storybook, but then it's still, I don't know, it's 3D enough that obviously it's not a book, right? It's a game, a video game, in fact. Yeah, it looks beautiful. What do you think about the music?
The music's pretty wonderful, too. Like, they've got some really good sound design going.
Yeah.
There's nothing that sticks in my head, though, which should not be a complaint, but there's nothing there that's so memorable that I'm humming it along.
Sure, you've only done 3 hours. Like, true. Here's the thing. I can think of the opening battle song in my head right now. But I've played it a bunch, and I like it. It isn't definitely like, yeah, it's not memorable, but it is really fitting, I feel, and it like, it's very well done soundtrack. Like, the music, I feel, fits with everything, and it also has a bunch of music per area.
Yeah. Now, the cool thing about it is it has voice acting as well. There is a great deal of voice acting that...
I'm very whatever on the voice acting. Like, it is pretty good. You have Hannet in your team.
I do now.
Yeah.
And the voices don't always match up with what's being written on the screen in the words. Because Hannet, the Huntress, has a very... old, spelled with an E, English sort of...
O-L-D-E, not E-L-D.
Eld.
Eld. She speaks a very eld language.
So it's like, thine master.
Yeah, she...
speaking
and
your...
everybody speaks like... it's sort of... I think it's supposed to be like, I also just found Hannet. But Hannet is like the... I think I'm up to...
I'm telling ye. There's an old man. That's what he likes to say a lot is, I'm telling ye.
And, well, it's just sort of like her village is very isolated, and that's sort of the thing, right? It's like nobody, whoever comes out of here, nobody comes out of here. We produce some good hunters, but we don't really go anywhere.
Yeah.
We just, I am very whatever about the voice acting. Because I kind of find what they're saying is a little boring, and I guess we'll get into sort of the cons of the game.
I got only one major con so far, and it was enough to bring me out of the game for a while.
Well, and I guess this is a con, but yeah, like I also sort of have the same problem, but only because I've had such good... So what I'm talking... let me just... talk about what I'm actually gonna say, what I'm saying, which is there isn't a lot of dialogue between the characters, and considering there are 8 characters, you would want some interaction, right?
Yeah,
especially since you deal with these characters. Like, I'm thinking about something like Final Fantasy 9, where you do have a cast of around 8 different characters.
And you get that with my Tales of series as well.
Yeah, yeah. But they are introduced at different times, like in Octopath, like very much in Octopath. I think you could go around without getting some of the characters. Probably, I don't think you could maybe finish the game, but you can definitely go, like you could just get 4 and go.
And I think you can pick different paths to get the different characters at different times.
Yeah.
I think, well, that's what they were going for, was that you could choose your own adventure, sort of, with your own cast of characters, sort of pick and choose how you're going to go about this.
So
this is a neat concept.
Yeah, and here's another sort of thing, like, that sort of goes with the dialogue and sort of an empty ending, or empty, something that's missing is, like, I know there's not a big bad. Like, there's not, in every sort of JRPG, there is some sort of ultimate evil, something bad that's going to happen that these people have come together and they have to defeat it. Like, that's what happens. If you think about it, that is what happens in these games. It's fine. But that's basically how, you know, it goes.
What
and
you
I think
get?
In this one, it I've heard, does not sort of have some kind of unifying guy who's like, this is the jerk who ruined all of our lives, you know.
Instead, you have eight different stories with eight different goals.
Which is fine. Like, I'm not saying it's bad. I'm just saying, like, it maybe misses something, right?
What it's missing is those relationships that you can find in any of the other RPGs or even any other game out there. You're missing that emotional connection with the characters.
Yeah.
You can't have eight different people having their own story and not interacting with each other.
Especially if you're like, these are characters that I have on a team, right? I go a place. Like, you should think that there would be some kind of...
I want Hannet to go to Therion and put her hand on his shoulder and be like, you are my friend. We have been through so much. I will help you find these dragon stones, and this will be our story together. We will make our bond a friendship.
And then he swipes something from her?
Yeah, as a joke. And then she go, ha, 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 ha. Here, you can have this back now.
Smack.
And we will help you find your master together.
Yeah.
And
well, you want, yeah, like here, I want Dragon Age Origins, which is, I feel, Dragon Age Origins is... one of those games where you actually spent time, like I did this. I know several other people did this, but there's certain places in the game that trigger dialogue between the characters. And I would spend time walking up and down those halls. There's one, the easiest one was in, I don't know, I forget where the dwarves, whatever it's called. But it would trigger dialogue, and the characters would talk to each other, and sometimes their, you know, dialogue would continue or would leave off and, you know, start a different conversation, but that was interesting. That was fun. You know, you got little tidbits. They might snark at each other. They might, you know.
I love the snarkiness in Dragon Age.
Like, well, and in Dragon Age, so you brought Liliana and Morrigan together, and Liliana would talk about how she, you know, wants to go shoe shopping or dress shopping with Morrigan, and, like, it's really cute. Like, stuff like that is just sort of like, oh, it humanizes these characters. It makes them like, oh, they're friends. You know, they have a life outside of me forcing them to, like, button mash another, like, rodent man.
Instead, with this, we have this feeling like these characters are just walking down the same sidewalk, not talking to each other.
Yeah.
Just, like, awkward silence
awkwardly
the whole time.
Awkwardly following each other, yeah. Like, walking behind each other in a line, not talking to each other.
And when they get to their supposedly dramatic cutscenes, the other characters just disappear, and you have that one character who's just like, I wonder what I, myself, only me, no one else that I am supposedly traveling with
will
do.
Where are my friends?
What friends? You don't have anybody. You're by yourself. You just have people following you.
Yeah, like here's another. I keep on thinking about Final Fantasy IX. I just feel, because that's the JRPG that I've played the most, let's say. But there are things where there are, like, I'll say forced cutscenes. And I know it doesn't matter of who you have on your team at the time. If the character is supposed to be in this little cutscene, they'll be in the cutscene. And I think that's a good way of just sort of getting around that. Because in a game like this, you only get four characters to, you know, fight or whatever. They all have different abilities, which is cool and great. Like, that's one thing that I really like about it, is that they all have, like, so Therion, who Megan started out with, he is a thief, and he has different percentage ratings of whether he can steal something or not.
And depending on your reputation in any certain place, your ability to steal gets either better if you have a good reputation.
Yeah.
Or lower if you are unpopular in a place.
Yeah, and so then there's, I forget what his name, but I use him all the time, which is too bad. He's the apothecary guy. He has an inquire ability, which is, I find it was really handy because he'll tell you stuff. He won't tell you stuff. He'll get people to tell him more things about, like, hidden treasure. There's another option that sometimes you get better rates at the hotel or the inn. Which is, yeah, there'll be new weapons in the weapon shop. So there's, like, every character that you choose has different things they can do in the town or wherever. Like, Therion can also open certain chests that nobody else can because he's a thief, right? Makes sense. But
he's got that pick lock skill.
Yeah, and I like that these characters all have different abilities. I do like this, but there's sort of like, you should have more of an option while you're traveling to have those kind of conversations or kind of cutscenes where it's just like, everybody's actually here and it's fine. You know, like when we have our cutscenes, and it doesn't need to be everybody interacting because we don't need to have all eight characters on at the same time. But it could just be two, it could be three, it could be the four, right? Like, I think there's a lot of dialogue in this game in the first place, and so that's maybe why they didn't do it. But I just feel that's kind of a thing that they shouldn't have left out in terms of...
I would be so glad if they took out that voice acting and just replaced it with actual connection. Like, tell a story of a whole bunch of people traveling together on their different journeys. They don't need a big bad. They really, really don't. It is a cool story plot to have, is to have one person they can unite against, or one sort of...
I'm gonna interject and say you do need a big bad, because otherwise that for a JRPG, I think you need one. Like, I think it doesn't make it very interesting. Like, see also Ni No Kuni 2, that also kind of, it doesn't have a big bad and is kind of like... It's not as well received as the first one.
Okay.
Yeah. I kind of think it's important. I kind of, at this point, you know, that's sort of what it's about. It's about a bunch of characters coming together, and they're all different. They all have a different ability. One maybe heals. One maybe has elemental powers. You know, like, I just, like, you could think of, like, half a dozen games that, like, specifically have this. And I would say most successful ones have a big bad.
It would be a testament to good storytelling if they could get away without a big bad and still make an enjoyable, fulfilling game.
Exactly. And I think that could be done, but I don't, like, to an extent, I'm going to say that Dragon Age Origins, like, I feel, what is it, the archdemon, the main bad guy in Dragon Age Origins, he only...
Prometheus?
No,
I'm thinking Inquisition again. Sorry.
No. But I'm just thinking Dragon Age, just because I feel Dragon Age Origins, honestly, out of all of the Dragon Ages, has the best character interactions between characters, as well as, like, a bunch of them. Like, they didn't skimp. They were like, we know what the people want. Character interactions as you walk through the samey textured places. And I was like, yes.
Now, this is a good game. We are going to say it is a good game, and it feels that feels that need for a well-constructed JRPG. Mm-hmm. It's got a really, really good battle system.
Yeah, I find the battling a lot of fun. I find it pretty easy once you figure it out.
Yeah.
I like the fact, so one of the things with the battle is everybody has different weapons and different powers, of course, but you can, I have no idea how it works, but attacking something that has never been attacked before, you can make it weak to certain things, and just depending on which ones you attack, it will make it weak to certain things, which is really interesting. Like, you sort of pick the weaknesses, sort of. Like, I assume there's some...
You have to discover what those weaknesses are, though. And you can encounter the same monster, and it will have a different weakness.
Yeah, like, I think there's a bunch of sort of, like, iterate. Like, you know, there's Mouse Warrior 1, Mouse Warrior 2, Mouse Warrior 3, you know, and there are various stages of beefiness, beefy mouse. But, yeah, and I agree. And some will be, like, the first two will be weak to daggers, and then the next one won't be, right?
Yeah.
And that's sort of because of how you attacked them, which I think is really neat. Like, that's, you did it. Like, I personally don't think it has anything to do with, like, it is sort of discovery, but I don't think they have set ones. Like, they probably have a set amount, but you can choose. And I believe that is the case, just because of the amount that I've played and sort of fiddled around with that. It's neat. I really like that aspect of the battle system, because it like it's kind of like you can make up how the bad guys are, what the bad guys are weak to,
and the battle point system they have, where if
like
you
the
find
break system?
The break system, yeah. Where if you happen to find a weakness, you get an extra point to add onto your attack. Up to 3 of those points can be used to pretty much triple the power of your attacks, which is really neat.
Yeah, and like so, yeah, very much. If you have that one break point, you can double your attack right off the bat, which is neat, and that can automatically like. They have a little shield icon which tells you how many break points you need to do to break their shield, basically. And yeah, I like the battle system. I'm enjoying it so far. Like the guy who I don't remember his name, but I use a bunch, he has a concoct ability, so you can make items and use them on people as a turn, which is super cool. Now, I will say it doesn't. There must be somewhere that tells you how to make these potions or whatever, but because I had to look it up because I was like, there are probably a million bajillion different combinations.
Essence
and I
of
could
grape.
Well, and I could just like kill my characters by accident. I'm like, here you go, guys, I'm gonna heal you. And it's just like, oh no. But I really like his ability so far. I've kept him.
I liked him enough to keep him.
I did. I got rid of the knight, the old knight. And so far my team is Prim, who is a dancer assassin, Therion, who is the thief, the alchemist, who I don't remember, and Hannet, who I was keeping just for...
Because she's cool.
Well, just to see what's what.
She really is cool. I think of the bunch, she's still my favorite.
Yeah, I don't really like her ability. I don't like so the knight also has a fight a bit like an ability where you can challenge the people, and that's like it's very whatever to me. I like the ones where I can steal. They're fun. That's the fun one.
I like that Hannet can catch monsters,
the animals,
and,
yeah.
And make them fight for her.
Yeah. No, I think that's a neat one too. Like Yeah.
So we've been playing Octopath. We're going to keep playing Octopath. And I do hope they come up with Octopath 2 and just take all the cons and turn them around.
Can I just get a DLC update pack as we're walking? Like, sincerely. It literally could be as you go to the next screen, there's like a 20-second interaction of them chatting about something. In the scenery, right?
Yeah.
Like, that's all I want, really.
We're very simple.
I just
we have
want
simple
them.
Needs.
It's, to be honest, that's, once again, stuff like that made Dragon Age Origins great. Like, Dragon Age Origins is probably the best one. Like, once again, I love Dragon Age 2, but, and it did, it still had those combos, but it just didn't, they weren't as fun. there's a little more vitriol towards certain characters, and then you have to not take certain characters together because they don't get along. You have to turn your gosh darn car around.
Yeah.
My dragon.
If you kids
around.
Don't stop fighting, we're going right back to Skyhaven.
Yeah, we're going right back to Kirkwall, kids. No ice cream.
All right, everybody, that's everything we got for you for this week.
Thank you.